Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Bill Hutchison sitting in for Mary Charlotte. With me, expectedly and delightedly, your friend of mine, Robert Knott, from associate editor of Pasatiempo, speaking of the arts.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm in a great mood this morning.
I'm delighted. That'll be good when we sing later.
I'm often in a good mood, but today I'm in a great mood.
Sunday is Father's Day. People need to remember that. I managed to get a book and a card out to my dad on Tuesday. I hope it makes it to him in the mail. And there was a Father's Day concert at Federal Park, Paseo de Peralta on Washington Avenue. I love that park. Santa Fe Concert Band playing at 2 o'clock, and it's free. So you're out, you take your dad down there, or your dad takes you down there.
Which park is Federal Park?
Federal Park is the park by the post office downtown. That big park with all the trees.
That's a beautiful park.
That's a great park at night to play hide and seek in, too, because you can hide behind the trees. But it helps if you have somebody looking for you. I was out there one night at 3 a.m. Nobody came by. Another thing is that same day is the OOT, OOOT experiment, which is an electronic audiovisual music performance at 8 o'clock at Santa Fe Complex on Agua Fria Street. Here's the phone number, 216-7562. That is also free. We're talking about Sunday. It's Father's Day. I thought we'd start there.
They're doing some very cool stuff there.
There's also the Jackalope Summer Concert Series Sunday with Wiley Jim's Western Chuck Wagon Show, Songs and Stories at 2 o'clock at Jackalope, 2820 Cerrillos Road, no charge. And on Sunday, it's Swim and Spin. Now, this is interesting.
DJ, I actually underlined the last line in this because I could not believe that I actually read what I read.
DJ Frankie Wild, food and drinks, 1 to 6 p.m. at the Lodge at Santa Fe. Okay, that sounds fine. 750
yeah,
North St. Francis
nice
Drive.
Nice normal good night out
you
in Santa
to pay
Fe.
To get in. Here's a phone number, 992-5800. And what is the last line?
Snorkeling allowed.
But it's not a pool. It's not a... Are they going to fill it?
I don't understand. I was so confused, but I was completely intrigued. I might go just to find out what snorkeling allowed means. Is snorkeling some hip term that you and I don't know?
Because it's possible because we're in our, like, you know...
less hip time of life.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So perhaps snorkeling has something to do with DJing. And
I've been in the less hip time of life since age one.
Yeah, I haven't been there much myself. They always close the door on me. So that's Swim and Spin, 1 to 6 o'clock at the Lodge at Santa Fe. You got to pay to get in, but it ain't too expensive. 992-5800. That's a number of things happening on Sunday.
You know what's happening on Saturday that KSFR has something fantastic for its listeners is Jenny Lewis, formerly of Rilo Kiley, an excellent musician playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, 6:30 on Saturday. And if you want to go and do not yet have tickets, KSFR has some tickets for you. First person to get a hold of the studio at 428-1382 gets a pair of tickets to go see Jenny Lewis
and
at
I believe
the Santa Fe Brewing Company.
Bob Benziger did a piece on her in today's Pasatiempo. Take a look. It's good. He's a good writer. It's a good story.
If you haven't heard of her, go see her. She is superb.
There's also a new show opening at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art on Saturday, since we're working backward from Sunday. Converging Streams, Art of the Hispanic and Native American Southwest, reception, noon to 4. There's going to be music, food, and drinks. It's free for the reception. This is a terrific museum up on Museum Hill, 750 Camino Alejo. Here is a phone number, 982-2226. Okay. And it's also the day that James Carville and Mary Matlin are in town, talking about bipartisanship and health care at the Lenzic, 545. 988-1234.
I'm kind of hoping they just really get into it on stage. I like watching them argue a lot.
Are you going to go see it?
Probably not.
I'm going to take Sunday off since I leave on Monday for New York. I am on vacation. I'm not at the office. I did show up today, but I'm not back until July 1st. So
Rob DeWalt will be standing in for you next week doing a bang-up job, I'm sure.
Sure he will. Every time he comes on with Mary Charlotte, she's like, he's so good. He should be on regularly. Why that little no good, I'll fix him at the office. So, trying to steal my thunder, are ya?
I think he will certainly outshine me, and people will be sad that you're not here to help Rob.
I think sometimes it's good to have a break and have other people be on.
I agree.
Theater-wise, The Imaginary Invalid opens at Theater Work tonight, 7:30, James A. Little Theater, with Dan Friedman in the title role, 471-1799. And I need to mention a book signing because I thought it was a pretty good book. I had some criticisms of it, but it's mostly good. And it is Barbara Bonfigli. She is going to be celebrating the publication and doing a book signing of Cafe Tempest, Adventures on a Small Greek Island. 5 o'clock today, Garcia Street Books. I read the book. I reviewed it in today's PASA. I lived in Greece for 2 years, and I love those little islands, and she really captures the sensuality and the joy and the fun and the fact that you don't worry about anything, and at the same time it's all full of angst and politics and crazy people.
Do you miss living in Greece?
Well, it was good to be living there when I was living there, 23, 24, 25, single. All I had to do was drink beer and make love and supposedly work for the government. So, the government was always looking for me. Where is he? They used to have these drills and they never could find me. What do you mean he's living on a little boat off the port? Get him in here. That guy.
I've always kind of dreamed of living on a houseboat, which is very hard to do in Santa Fe.
It's hard to do anywhere, I suspect. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you feel like you have a hangover all the time, even if you weren't drinking. It was a good time in my life, but it was a long time ago. Doesn't 25 years seem like forever?
It does seem like forever. Well, that's a significant portion of my life so far.
It is.
But even thinking about, I'm 33, but even thinking about, say, when I was 15, what was that, 18 years ago? That seems a jillion years ago. I can't even remember what that kid was like. I do vaguely remember he was kind of a punk. Not in a cool way, in a terrible way.
I can't even remember the 33-year-old in me anymore. That was about the same time you were 18, by the way. So, but I like getting older. It's fun.
I agree. Every gray hair is like a trophy.
The Golden Girls Live. Take off on the 1980s sitcom with Bea Arthur, etc. This is part of Pride Santa Fe, Human Rights Alliance, Santa Fe Playhouse, all teaming up for this goofy show. Rob DeWalt did a really nice couple of stories on the Human Rights Alliance and Santa Fe Pride events occurring this weekend and this week at the Rail Yard. They're coming off the plaza and doing it over at the Rail Yard. But this production of the Santa Fe Playhouse, The Golden Girls Live, is Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. They're doing two episodes of the series, and I guess Wednesday night as well, where they dress up as the Golden Girls and they do that stuff. Isn't it funny how some of these TV shows of our childhood have become stage productions, like The Gilligan's Island and The Brady Bunch?
Absolutely, and they're, suddenly it hits this thing, I think, in all of us to want to revisit exactly like you're talking about with Grease, these moments of our youth. But it does freak me out a little bit, I'll admit, that some of these sizable moments of our youth were based around the television.
It's unfortunate. What were the TV shows you grew up on?
A-Team, Knight Rider, Airwolf. These are great shows.
This is about as I was going to work for the government. What do you think? I was in my 20 years old when those things were on. And you were, what, eight? I mean, that's right. You weren't the Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island.
No. Although we had Nick at Night, you know, so you could watch all these things. I was well versed in the Munsters.
What about Policewoman?
No, Angie Dickinson.
You never saw Angie Dickinson in Policewoman?
Not until I was an adult.
She was hot.
Not until it even came out on DVD.
13, and that was nuts about Angie Dickinson.
I did kind of have a crush on, I can't remember if it was Cagney or Lacey.
James Cagney?
Not so much. Do you remember the
the TV show? Was it the dark-haired one or the blonde one?
The blonde one.
That was Sharon Gless.
Yeah.
She's kind of cute.
I definitely had a crush on her when I was a
The other one
cop
just
watching,
played Mama Rose in Gypsy, but Sharon Gless, I don't know what happened to her. She was kind of cute. But yeah, isn't it fun to be like a little
She's probably going
to
be in the Broadway stage revival of Cagney and Lacey.
There you go. That should be good. I'd like to see this stage revival of Cagney and Bogart. But.
Singing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Lacey.
The 60th annual Rodeo de Santa Fe. Cowboys and cowgirls galore. Wow, I like that. Thursday it opens, 5:30, out on the rodeo grounds. I love going to the rodeo. I used to go there and take in some events and bid on animals for the New Mexican. And once I bought a duck for $400. And then I didn't know what to do with it, so I gave him back to the girls' club. I don't know if he became dinner or was swimming around happily somewhere.
I think he's still working there.
Different prices to get into the rodeo, $471-4300. Starts Thursday night. Go to the rodeo next weekend. I won't be here, but you can go.
You know what I'm super excited about next weekend is getting to see Jaws on the big screen.
At the Lenzic.
That's going to be so cool. American Graffiti, I can take it or leave it, although I know it has a lot of fans, but getting to see Jaws on the big screen, that's a seminal movie of my childhood. That was one of the first moments of pure terror that I can remember.
And Jaws is being shown in 35mm, whereas American Graffiti is being shown on video there.
Good to know.
It is good to know. And American Graffiti is a fun movie. They're both from the same time period. They both were a part of my childhood, too. And that did scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, Jaws was unbelievable.
I know. It still holds up really well.
Absolutely it does.
Some good acting in there, too.
That's our modern-day Melville right there.
With an interesting trio of lead actors, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, and Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider, yeah, the late Roy Scheider.
I know. Dreyfuss is the only one left. In fact, he's in a terrible movie set in the Greek islands called My Life in Ruins, which I recommend you do not see.
Yeah, that looks really putrescent.
But it's holding on at the box office. I did see The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
How was that?
Decent, good, solid. Not great, but solid. I gave it a pretty good review.
Like the original, decent, solid, and not so
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah. And enough differences that are interesting and exciting, and enough differences that are disappointing, but it holds up. Whether you like the original or this one better is really not the point. They're both pretty good. It's
I
good
do like
remake.
Watching, what's his name, John Travolta be a bad guy. He's such a putz when he's a good guy, but he is an excellent villain.
He's excellent.
I tend to think
picture.
Of him in villainous terms anyway.
Yeah, he and Denzel Washington do a great job. You should remake good movies and not so good movies. You shouldn't remake great movies.
I completely agree.
Like, Pelham's a decent movie, remake it, but don't remake, like, a classic. I don't know why people want to remake. Don't remake Jaws.
Don't remake Jaws. Please don't remake Jaws.
Don't remake Shane. Don't remake Casablanca. Fun comedy over at the DeVargas, Easy Virtue. I thought it was a delight. Good little comedy. Go see it. A lot of fun. Jessica Biel is terrific in it. Goodbye Solo at CCA. Laurel Gladen gave it a terrific review in today's PASA. John Richards gave El Divo at the Screen a terrific review in PASA. I haven't seen either, but they're both racking up good reviews. So a lot of good movies out there. And Transformers opens Wednesday night. I won't go see it, will you?
I will not go see it on in the theater because I'm not a big fan of theaters. People talk too much in theaters, and it makes me a little more homicidal than I like to feel. But I will absolutely be watching it when it comes out.
It's interesting how people are getting more and more lax in movie theaters and chatting away.
Oh, it makes me crazy. It also makes me realize that I'm becoming one of those intolerant older people at only 33 because I want to yell at you kids to shut up when you're in the movie theater.
I felt bad when you did that in the one movie we were in, and it was me behind you talking.
I give you the glaring of a lifetime.
Santa Fe Studio Tour is this weekend. Why shouldn't Santa Fe have a studio tour? Every other community in the northern New Mexico is. It's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. You can check it out. There's actually a really nice ad on it on page... somewhere around page 36 of the Paso Tiempo. But it's Saturday and Sunday, so if you don't want to go too far for a studio tour this summer, go there.
You reviewed in this issue Beauty and Trouble. How was that?
Disappointing Czech film. Doesn't really have any tension or conflict. It's got some good acting from supporting characters, but it doesn't really go anywhere. It's okay, but not particularly good.
There you go. Speaking of the arts, we'll tell you what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Well, sometimes we have to. What time is it?
We got scads of time. Keep talking.
We're going to do it. Juan CD, Flamenco. Theater Company cover story in today's Paso Tiempo, courtesy of Craig Smith. Thank you, Craig. 8:30 Tuesday starts up at the Maria Benitez Cabaret, Lodge of Santa Fe, 750 North St. Francis. 992-5800. Read the story in today's Paso to get a sense of it. You can also get tickets at the Lenzic. You can get almost everything at the Lenzic.
I like that that's so centralized. And they're always friendly when you call.
They're nice people. Joe
they
Fisher's
really
like the
are.
Best box office person in the world.
Superb folks.
She's over there. She's
and
like,
they never
hello,
get enough credit, but it's just good, really nice folks.
I know.
It's your friends in Santa Fe, even some of the ones you don't know.
No, you walk in there to chat with them. You can bring your dog in the lobby. They like it. But they do have the little like bars behind the windows. It makes them look like either bank tellers or like they're visiting you at the...
I think I would feel a lot safer being friendly to people if I had bars between me and them much of the time.
That's pretty good. I usually find I'm friendlier with them when I'm in a bar with them. Let's see, what else? Oh, there's a hot-looking chick on page 25 of PASA. Yeah, Jenny Lewis' story is Bob Benziker. Now, let's say you're looking for something offbeat, weird, fun to do, and you haven't got a clue what that something is. Don't worry, I don't know either. But I do know this. Life on the Rocks, One Woman's Adventures in Petroglyph Preservation is Catherine Wells' story of checking out the petroglyphs and finding all sorts of interesting things in them. She's going to be reading and book signing at 6 p.m. Monday, courtesy of the Santa Fe Art Institute, at the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is still at 1600 St. Michael's Drive on the somewhat ghost townish campus of the College of Santa Fe. Call 424-5050. Pretty cheap to get in.
I think it was in the New Mexican. I was reading a story this week about the increased security and some of the break-ins. And it's very haunting to have in the center of our city this sort of this empty space full of psychic despair. Very sad to drive by there these days.
That's a good way to put it. I hadn't thought of it that way. Psychic despair. Yeah, that's pretty good. I think you're right. School campuses, when they're empty, are kind of depressing.
Absolutely.
I used to hate going to summer school, even in college, because there was like me and eight other people.
Right, you're walking around inside a bloodless corpse.
I know, although you could sometimes get into the gym at night and go skinny dipping in the pool, and if you were lucky, Mary Kate would go with you. She was a lovely young redhead I know. She was
Apparently, they frown on you running around naked in the Schellenberger Tennis Center, however.
I suspect
there is
as
no
much.
Pool.
Tonight, 6 o'clock at the Georgia O'Keeffe. Young musicians from the Crowden School, which is in Berkeley, California, chamber music-driven middle school, are going to perform works by contemporary American composers.
Really? This is a middle school group?
Yes, 6 o'clock tonight, the O'Keeffe. It's free.
Now that sounds fantastic.
217 Johnson Street, and I'm pretty sure they are doing a Saturday morning event as well at Warehouse 21, and I could be wrong about that, but I suspect that you can find out. What else is happening? Ah, Fête de Louisiana, outdoor concert featuring Bijou Creole, Cedric Watson and others, food and beer garden. I love that stuff. I love beer gardens.
Me too. It's spectacular.
4 o'clock Sunday, Rail Yard Plaza, 986-1858. Rob DeWalt, who you will have on your show next week, we talked about it in his Sound Waves column.
Did you talk about Badland already?
No, I did not.
I tuned out for a minute there and was afraid. When I heard you say Santa Fe Art Institute, I was afraid you might have said this. This looks
pulling a Mary Charlotte on
this. This looks very interesting.
And they wonder why I don't come on.
Usually Mary
show.
Charlotte's looking at something else. I don't know what happened. I just went into screensaver mode. I wasn't even thinking about anything. Featuring native artists Rebecca Belmore, Lori Blondo, Bonnie Devine, and Erica Lord, moderated by the great Diane Karp, director of Santa Fe Art Institute. That's on Thursday the 25th. This looks very cool. It's a discussion with these artists in conjunction with the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts' upcoming exhibit of the same title. That's on Thursday the 25th, 6 p.m., Tipton Hall on the Ghostly College of Santa Fe campus. More info, 424-5050.
Ghostly. Raw Truth. It's a new weekly improvisational performance evening. Tanya Taylor Rubenstein at the helm of it. 8 o'clock Wednesday at 1224 Parkway Art Space, which is at 1224 Parkway.
That is handily named.
It certainly is. You've got to pay to get in, 466-6249. Where's Parkway? Off of Siler?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
It's probably one
it must be.
Siler Road things.
There's a lot of stuff going on over there. The High Mayhem folks have opened up a space over off
oh, is that what happened to them?
Trades West or Siler.
I hadn't heard about them in a while. I was wondering what antics they were up to.
Doing some good stuff in that new space.
St. John's College Music on the Hill has the Arlen Asher Quartet, 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Athletic field, food concessions available, free. So outdoor concert, 6 o'clock. I miss Shakespeare in Santa Fe.
Oh, man, I cannot even tell you how much I miss it.
I still miss that.
Two of the best theater performances I've ever seen in my life were there. One was their showing of the Tempest, and I so completely fell in love with the Ariel in that production that I've never quite forgotten her. And then it was spectacular. I have to tell you this, the shipwreck scene. You know, it's a good summer day in Santa Fe, a little cloudy overhead. But as the shipwreck scene goes into, like, full dramatic tension, it's just this moment, the clouds burst open and it rains. And just as they wash up on the shore, the rain stops. It was an incredible moment.
Boy, sometimes the rain worked out well for Shakespeare.
It was amazing. And then Hamlet there with, what was his name? Ezra Knight as Hamlet. That was one of the best Hamlets I've ever seen in my life.
That was like 1998, I think.
It was superb.
Unfortunately, I was there for Measure for Measure when the rain took one of the monks and made him slip on his rear end, and he flew off the stage on his posterior, and that was the end of the scene and the end of the act. And
luckily, Measure for Measure is a comedy.
Well, no, it's sort of mixed, but it was... Anyway, I do miss them. Rick Reichman is doing a free How to Write Good Dialogue for screenplays.
Or for people who can't talk well.
Yeah, seminar, 7 o'clock, Santa Fe Public Library on Lafarge, the Lafarge branch, Yano Street, 955-4863. It's free. I wrote a little piece about it in today's subtext column in the book section. And the Santa Fe Opera backstage tours continue at 9 o'clock every morning. You got to pay to get in, but it ain't much. If you're 6 to 17 years old, you get in for free. If you're under 6 and somebody's carrying you, I suspect there's no problem. 986-5900, and the opera starts in 2 weeks.
I'd be very excited to see that. You know what we're going to do when you get back from New York?
No.
I'm a big fan of British television. I don't know why. I love it, mostly because most American television is pretty inane and stupid.
So I'm going to come over and watch the Monty Python series with you?
No, you know what I've always wanted to do? They always, in these dramas and comedies, they always have the pub quiz. We don't have pub quizzes here, but now at Corazon, the new place that's opened,
Geeks
where Willie's
drink.
Used to be, Geeks
we're
Who Drink.
About to, we're putting together pub a team quiz. For the New Mexican, and we're going to go one night right after the 4th of July.
I have been so excited for a pub quiz ever since I learned of their existence, and I'm so excited
wait
to get
minute,
in on
wait
this.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What's this got to do with the opera?
There's nothing to do with the opera. This has something.
You went from the opera to the British TV series. You're worse than Mary Charlotte. She cuts in and starts talking about kitty cats for adoption, and then She's like, speaking of, you know, human rights issues, wait a minute, where does this speak?
This
is arts?
Combining two of my favorite things, which is A, drinking beer, and B, displaying scads of useless knowledge about trivial things.
And you know this stuff.
Well, I don't know what the questions are going to be, but when it comes to knowing a whole lot of useless information, I tend to think of myself as a pro.
Is Trivial Pursuit still a popular game?
It is popular, absolutely, although I can never play it at my house.
How come?
Because all I'm going to say is that one of the two of us that live at my house is sort of a sore loser when it comes to games.
Oh, that's never fun.
Lack of confidence at mighty intellectual abilities, and plus I can be a little bit of a competitive a-hole, if you know
I can,
I mean.
Too, when I'm playing board games or when I'm playing volleyball. A whole different side of me comes out.
I don't
out.
Like to show off very often, but when it comes to... And it's mostly just useless info. I don't know why I'm so proud of that.
Well, because that's all you really know.
It really is. Go with your strengths, even if they're weaknesses.
What time is it?
8:54. Six more minutes of events that we're going to share with our listeners today.
But there's got to be a song, too. Anyway, what's happening? Oh, did you know that the city of Santa Fe is accepting nominations for the 2009 Mayor's Recognition Awards for Excellence in the Arts? Dun, 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 dun.
Are you going to nominate anybody?
No.
You don't have to tell me who.
No, as a Paso Tempo person, I never do that stuff. Nominations for Youth 21 and Under are also being accepted for the Melissa Engstrom Youth Artist Award.
Who's Melissa Engstrom?
I was afraid you would ask that question, and I know who she is, and yet at the same time I don't. Call 955-6707 for information. The deadline is mid-July. Also, the Los Alamos Little Theater is looking for auditions for their November production of Sherlock Holmes Final Adventure. That's Monday and Wednesday of this week, if you want to go up to Nectar Street in Los Alamos and try it out. And the Santa Fe Playhouse is looking for people for the August production of Hay Fever, Noel Coward's play. They start the auditions next Friday. Call 988-4262. That is apparently in place of the Santa Fe Fiesta Melodrama this year.
It's not happening this year,
they're going to
huh?
take a year off, which is probably a good idea.
Always for the best. A little rest.
They've had a few years of so-so ones, and now they're going to really gear up for a really good one next year. But,
you know you've made it in our town if you get skewered in the melodrama.
I know. I was in a couple of... They gave me a reference to me in a few years ago.
Good job, champ.
I acted in one in 1995, and I co-wrote a couple of them. Oh, the Crowden School. I was right. 10 o'clock, Saturday. Warehouse 21, free. They're also playing there. And Poetry Cafe is New Mexico Culture Net presenting a teen poetry writing group, noon to 2 o'clock on Saturdays. Santa Fe Public Library on Jaguar Drive, which is a terrific Southside library. Call 474-8500 for information, and there is no charge for that.
You know, I see this listing. When I first moved back to New Mexico from New York in 98, I lived for 3 years in Chimayo before I moved into Santa Fe proper. The Chimayo Museum at Plaza del Cerro is showing some exhibits about Chimayo's history and culture. And if you have never been up to our little town up north, it is an unbelievable place. It is it's just a stunning little city. It's a very strange and... one of those places that seems like it's in on another planet in the middle of ours. You can get more information, 351-0945, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Worth checking out if you don't know a lot about Chimayo. It's a fascinating place.
Chimayo, Chimayo, a hell of a town. Chimayo, Chimayo, it won't bring you down.
You know, we had the biggest cherry tree in our yard when we lived there. It was an incredible cherry tree, and I could eat myself sick on cherries all summer.
Do you have cherries now on your ice cream sundaes?
Nope.
That's too bad. Anyway, you should pick up the Pasta Templates, get everything you want to know about the arts, the culture. How I got out of bed this morning to do this show is beyond me.
You did a great, you've done doing a great job, and we'll keep doing a great job for the next 3 minutes.
That's what you think. I want to sing a song. What about you? You want to sing with me, Laverne and Shirley?
We talked about this, and we emailed back and forth about this during the week, and Robert wanted to do it, and I was game. I thought, I'll feel my fear and push through it and do this public display of humiliation. And then on the way down, despite the fact that I don't really get nervous, I started feeling like I was going to puke thinking about singing the Laverne and Shirley theme song.
It's going to be tough for me to sing along, but guess what? I'm going to do it.
All right.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Give us any rule, we'll break it.
You got it.
We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Do-wop, do-wop,
doing it our way. Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Do-wop, do-wop,
doing it our way.
There is nothing
we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping us. We're gonna do it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream, and we just know now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
And we'll
do it our way, yes, our way. Make all our dreams come true. And we'll do it our way, yes, our way.
You did it!
Make all our dreams come true.
Do-wop, do-wop, wop
for me and you. You know, I loved Laverne and Shirley when it
terrific.
Was on.
And, I was really hot for Shirley when
going from Laverne and Shirley to Mork and Mindy, those were these... It was off the air, I think, by the time I was watching it. I must have been watching it on Nickelodeon. But what a cool show. I always
it
wanted friends
show.
Like that.
It was better than Happy Days.
It was so much better than Happy Days because... You know, I think when you watch these shows as a kid, less so Happy Days, but Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, even things like Cagney and Lacey, as sad as it is that we learn so much from television, this is sort of where we learn a lot of the stuff we know about friendship, about forgiving people. There's always
really
some kind of little betrayal or something happening between Laverne and Shirley, but they always got over it. They managed to cohabitate successfully and do great shtick.
I know. I learned everything about sex from the Charlie's Angels show. That was terrific.
I learned everything about being an eccentric personality from Robin Williams on Mork and Mindy. That was when he was still funny.
You liked all those duo shows, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, Cagney Lacey.
I did. I was a very solitary kid, and I think I always wanted a sidekick. Not a sidekick, because being the sidekick or having a sidekick, it creates this power dynamic that's no fun. But if you get to have your buddy, you know, your chum, the duo, I don't want to be Batman and Robin, but the Batman-Superman team-up sounds good. Minus the superpowers, all of a sudden you get Laverne and Shirley, and boy, how great that was. How great that was to have somebody like that.
I know. I always think about that when I think of Keira Knightley and Paris Hilton in a bathtub together. Hey, you sang the song with me. That was pretty good.
We did it all right, even though I told you it wasn't going to happen.
You told who?
I told you it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, anybody else expecting you to sing?
I hope not.
Not
if they were, I hope they weren't listening. That's it for the Radio Cafe this morning. I'll be back with you next Friday. And much to your delight, Mary Charlotte will be back in July.
2 weeks. And you're going to do the first show, she said.
Yep. We'll be back together
so be
talking about
on July 3rd.
Animals and Bali, but probably more about Bali than animals.
Oh, okay. Is that Bollywood?